Let me ask you something real. How many times have you told yourself, I'll do it tomorrow? Be honest. You were gonna start that workout plan, fix your diet, work on your dream, start the business, learn the skill, make that call, clean up your life, and yet, here you are. Same place, different day, still waiting. If you're tired of starting over, then maybe it's time to stop quitting. Because here's the brutal truth no one wants to say out loud. The life you want is on the other side of discipline. And if you don't build it, you'll keep living the same loop. Wishing, waiting, regretting. Most people fail not because they're not good enough. Not because they didn't get lucky. But because they're addicted to comfort. They wait to feel like it. They think success is a wave of motivation that just crashes in one day and makes everything easy. But guess what? Motivation is a liar. It shows up late, leaves early, and bails when things get tough. The people who make it, they don't wait to feel ready. They take action, especially when they don't feel like it. They understand something most people ignore. Discipline is freedom. Discipline isn't about being hard on yourself. It's not about becoming some robot with no emotion. It's about building habits that serve your goals, even when your emotions scream stop. It's not about punishing yourself. It's about respecting yourself, respecting your future, respecting your time, respecting your potential. Because let's be real, most of us know exactly what we need to do. We just don't do it. There's no perfect moment, no golden hour when everything clicks and life feels easy. Success is not some beautiful path lit with fairy lights and inspirational music. It's messy, it's exhausting, and a lot of the time, it's lonely. But here's the deal. Hard doesn't mean wrong. Hard means you're growing. Take a second. Really? Look at your life. Where are you winning? Where are you losing? Where are you lying to yourself? How long have you been saying, I'll start when I'm ready? How long have you been scrolling through motivation, hoping it will change you? Here's the truth. You don't need more inspiration. You need a decision. And once you decide, really decide, everything changes. You want proof? Let's talk about people who became monsters through discipline. David Goggins, once 300 pounds cleaning cockroaches for a living, borderline depressed. Now, he runs ultra marathons, pushes his body past breaking points, and inspires millions. He didn't start because he felt motivated. He started because he was disgusted with the man in the mirror. And he chose to become something greater. Kobe Bryant. When his teammates were asleep, he was in the gym at 4 a.m., shooting hundreds of shots, perfecting his craft, day in, day out. Not because it was fun, but because being great was non-negotiable. That's what discipline looks like. It's not a one-time thing. It's a daily decision. When you're tired, you show up. When you're bored, you show up. When no one's watching, you show up. Because real growth happens when no one is cheering you on. When it's just you, your goals, and the quiet voice that says, get up! Let's go. Stop giving yourself an escape route. Remove the back door. No, if this gets hard, I'll try something else. No, I'll start over Monday. If you say you're gonna do it, do it. No debate, no emotion, no exit. Quitting is no longer an option. Don't try to change everything at once. That's a recipe for burnout. Wake up 30 minutes earlier. Do the set push-up of a. Read one page a night, write for 5 minutes. The key is consistency, not intensity. Success comes from showing up. especially on the days you don't want to. This is big. You don't need to be in the mood. You don't need to be inspired. You don't need to be on. You just need to move. Discipline is, I don't feel like it, but I'll do it anyway. That's the difference between dreamers and doers. The moment something feels hard, good. That's your cue to lean in. Growth doesn't live in ease. It lives in discomfort, in sweat, in soreness, in silence, in sacrifice. Most people run from the pain. You walk into it. Why? Because you know this. Comfort builds nothing. Pain builds everything. Track your progress. Write it down. See where you're winning. See where you're slipping. If you skip a workout, write it down. If you waste an hour scrolling, own it. You can lie to others, but don't lie to yourself. Call yourself out. Be your own coach. Do something that sucks. Something your mind resists. Cold showers, running in the dark, waking up before sunrise, studying when others are partying. Why? Because every time you do something hard, you're building something inside. Not muscle, not talent, grit. And grit will take you places talent never will. Right now, you've got two options. One, keep doing what you've always done. Keep telling yourself tomorrow. Keep watching others build the life you want. Second, step into discipline. Embrace the hard path. Get uncomfortable. And earn the life you say you want. It's simple. Not easy, but simple. Either you choose discipline or you choose regret. This isn't just a speech. This is a challenge. Not next Monday, not next month, today. Prove to yourself that you can do one hard thing, then another. Because discipline doesn't just change your schedule, it changes your identity. One day you'll wake up and you won't even recognize the weak version of yourself anymore. Because you'll have become someone different, someone unbreakable, someone in control, someone who doesn't wait for motivation. They create their own momentum. So here's the question, once again. Who will you be? The one who talks or the one who shows up? The one who breaks promises to themselves or the one who gets it done, no matter what? Make the decision. Make it count. Start now.